Guragranyagana gocha galaru haram Gauranga guru tamagopyada kopa briksham Gopala gada rati damyati singha gora Govinda deshikavaram satatam namami. I'd like to welcome everybody to the beginning of part two of the Govardhan Retreat. And I'd like to speak something about the purpose I had with this katha. I'd like to read you something from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He speaks in Krishna Sanhita. Very interesting thing, please listen carefully. He says, the mood of Golok is reflected in the conditioned living entities' hearts, wherein the pastimes of Krishna are also eternally manifest. And Krishna's everywhere. Krishna's pastimes are everywhere. Therefore, according to the devotee's qualification, at a particular time, Krishna is taking birth in some devotee's heart. He's stealing the gopi's clothes in another devotee's heart. He's performing the rasa dance in someone's heart. He's killing Putin in another's heart. He's killing conks in someone else's heart. He's having an affair with Kubja in yet another's heart. And he enacts his disappearance in the heart of some devotee who's leaving his body. And then he describes, Vyakta nishta bhavet eka, sarva nishta paramata, bhakti mad dridaye satu, vyakti nishta prakasate. Conditioned souls naturally perceive the pastimes of the Lord in terms of their affinity for Him. This affinity is of two kinds, that which is found in an individual and that which is found in a general mass of people. So the purpose, I think, for this retreat is that we want to see the devotees have Krishna manifest some particular pastimes in their heart. But how does that work? Sanatana Goswami in Krishna Lila Stava, he says a very interesting thing. He says that rupa nama ashrita vishta, that when someone is ashrita, they take shelter of rupa nam, the form of Krishna and the name of Krishna, then avishta, Krishna enters into that devotee. In Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami speaks something about the gradation and the process of hearing. And he says that in the beginning, when our faith is rather general, we hear from many different Vaishnavas, and it's very nice. But after some time, we want to hear from a particular Vaishnava, and we develop some relationship with that person. In his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, Ramanujacharya speaks about this, and he says that there's three things which are required for Shravana Adhikar, or the qualification to hear, Pranipat, Pari, Prashna, and Seva. There has to be some kind of relationship. So I'm feeling very, very happy to be part of the Govardhan Retreat and coming in, because this place, there's so many devotees who come every year. There's so many devotees who are coming to hear from your Guru Maharaj, Sachinanda Maharaj, your Burijan Prabhu. You have some connection with them. But the retreat's not over. The retreat's just beginning. Now we have to do something with what we've gotten. And there's three ways that we have to act on that. Pranipat, Pari, Prashna, and Seva. We have to inquire submissively, as devotees were doing a little earlier. And we also have to surrender to it, and we have to render some service to it. And then Krishna will appear in our hearts. And that's the purpose of this retreat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a discussion with Ramananda Roy on the bank of the Godavari River. And Ramananda Roy was suggesting many different things to him. And every time Mahaprabhu said, Eho Bhaya, this is external. Age Kaha Ar, can you say something more? And then finally, there's a demarcation line. Ramananda Roy spoke a verse from the 14th chapter of the 10th canto, which is spoken by Lord Brahma. And after that, Mahaprabhu said, oh, this is very nice. Can you say something a little more? And what was that verse, which is the demarcation line? Gyane prayasam udapashyanamanta eva jivanti san mukaritam bhavadiya vartam. He says you should give up all types of gyan, speculation, and instead we want to hear jivanti muk, we want to hear from that, from the person's mouth about Krishna, bhavadiya vartam. And then what do? After that, stanishtita shrutigatam tanuvan manobir. We stay where we at. We don't leave the Govardhan retreat. Rather, we take it with us. We never should leave here. We should take that thing with us. Stanishtita shrutigatam tanuvan manobir. And shrutigatam tanuvan manobir, with our body, our mind, and our words, we render service to that thing. And then ajitopi jitoaham tairavasupi visikritam. Very wonderful thing. If we do that, then you can control Krishna. We've spoke for a few days about steya yoga, or how there's different types of yoga we were mentioning, hatha yoga and ashtanga yoga. But there's another type of yoga which the Supreme Personality of Godhead performs, steya yoga, the yoga of stealing. And Krishna wants to steal the hearts of the devotees. He wants to steal our hearts. But, as my Guru Maharaj used to sometimes say, Krishna won't steal your heart because it smells so bad. There's so many dirty things in our heart. So we should render service to Krishna Katha. We should render service to those persons who are speaking that. It should be a very, very personal exchange. And Krishna should be planted in our heart. And then we render service to that, and Krishna will appear in our heart, then, and he'll steal your hearts. This is our hope, this retreat. Thank you all very much for being so kind to me. Vanchakopaladubhishcha, kupasindubhiyavacha, paditanam pavanibhyo, vaishnavibhyo namo namo.